Now, here's the story we've all been waiting for.
It is!
For the first time, bakers are facing off for the title of making the country's best sausage roll. A spin-off from the huge Bakel's Pie competition, which has run for 23 years, this year, the Humble Snag Roll. Have you ever heard it called that before?
A snag roll? What is
Apparently.
That?
It's a sausage roll.
Sausage roll. It's got which is not a pie.
Well, it's got its chance for glory, says the script. It's a serious business, though. Sales for the winning baker are likely to go through the roof, of course. Snag roll.
No.
Okay. Jordan Bond was there.
Donning chef jackets with clipboards in hand, half a dozen industry pros have a serious task ahead, judging the inaugural Bakel's legendary sausage roll competition. They're surrounded by thousands of saucy rolls, all in plain numbered boxes to remove any bias or favourites. Some judges turned up without having eaten breakfast to make space. It's important work for an absolute classic.
Whether they go to a funeral or a birthday party or whatever, you'll normally find a sausage roll on the menu. It's quite a classic in New Zealand history, you know, the old sausage roll.
That's Brent Kersell, the managing director of Bakel's. It's his call to give the tasty pastry its own competition. But how do you rate a sausage roll? First, each is displayed by a glove-wearing competition official, turned over and cut into thirds, and then each of three judges takes a bite. Tony Marshall, also of Bakel's, describes what officials are looking for.
They've got criteria that they need to mark against, you know, the quality of the sausage roll, the colour, having a look at the pastry, the shrinkage. They cut the sausage roll in half and have a look at the filling to see if it fills out the shell of the pastry. Three identical sausage rolls in the boxes. There's a maximum weight that they need to work to and a maximum length. If they don't meet that criteria, they're disqualified right at the start.
Strict rules, because there's a lot on the line, if the pie competition's anything to go by.
Most of the winners would sort of get a 300% increase in business, and there are people that'll sort of travel the country and wait to find out where the pie winner is.
The competition is filled with the classics, beef, pork or lamb. None of this newfangled gourmet business. With so many to taste, a day's sampling can take its toll.
Won't eat another sausage roll for another probably year or two. The pie awards, normally you don't eat pies ever again after that.
Including the celebrity judge, Jeremy Wells.
Are you actually qualified?
Well, I've eaten a lot of sausage rolls, put it that way. Have I eaten them in a judging manner every single time? No. Sometimes I eat them because my children haven't finished their sausage rolls and I need to finish it for them, and I hate wasting food. Sometimes I eat them because I'm looking for that little gap filler that really hits the spot mid-afternoon.
Wells says sausage rolls are no pie, calling them the poor cousin. But he'll take what he can get. The top 10 from the pool stages were judged again, and the ultimate winning sausage roll will be revealed today. For Morning Report, Jordan Bond.
And we've just found out who the winner is, in fact.
Yes! Oh, we've got a drum roll!
It is Patrick Lamb of Gold Star Patrick's Pies in Bethlehem, Tauranga. Now, you may recognise the name.
He's the pie guy, isn't
he? Yeah,
he
is a legend. 7-time Bakel's Pie Award winner, and he can now add the inaugural Bakel's National Sausage Roll title to his trophy cabinet. This guy's amazing. He's like the Michael Jordan of pies.